Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is my 417th Word for Word show. We are in the book of Luke. We left off on the last show at Luke 2:24. We're going to be taking it up with verse 24. Five today. I would suggest strongly that if you want to copy down all these notes that I'm going to read, you have something to write with and something to write on. So let's get into that. Let's pick up with verse 25 of chapter 2, which is a really long chapter. I'm going to try to get a couple of chapters done today. We're on schedule and things are going well. This is verse 25 of chapter 2 of the book of Luke. And see, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Shimon, and this man was righteous and dedicated, looking for the comforting of Israel, and the set-apart spirit was upon him. Verse 26. And it had been revealed to him by the set-apart spirit that he would not see death before he sees the Messiah of Yahweh. Verse 27. And he came in the spirit into the set-apart place, that's the temple. And as the parents brought in the child, Yeshua, do for him according to the usual practice of the Torah. Verse 28. Then he took him up in his arms and blessed Elohim and said, verse 29, now let your servant go in peace, O Master, according to your word. Verse 30, for my eyes have seen your deliverance. Verse 31, which you have prepared before the face of all the peoples. That's the people of Israel. Verse 32, and for verse 32 of chapter 2, you can reference Isaiah 42, verse 6. That's Isaiah 42, verse 6. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Isaiah 49, verse 6. And Isaiah 52, verse 10. Isaiah 52, verse 10. For verse 32. And here is verse 32. A light for the unveiling of the nations, and the esteem of your people, Israel. Verse 33. And Yosef and his mother were marveling at what was said about him. Verse 34. Verse 34, and Shimon blessed them and said to Miriam, his mother, see, this one is set for a fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign spoken against. Verse 35. And a sword shall pierce through your own being also, so as to reveal the thoughts of many hearts. And this is verses 36 and 37. Now verses 36 and 37, you can reference the book of Judith, or Yahudith, in the Apocrypha, chapter 8, verses 4 and 5. That's Judith, 8, 4 and 5 in your Apocrypha, for verses 36 and 37. Verse 36, and there was Hannah, a prophetess, a daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with a husband 7 years from her maidenhood. Verse 37, and she was a widow of about 84 years who did not leave the set apart place, but served Elohim with fastings and prayer night and day. Verse 38, and she, coming in at that moment, gave thanks to Yahweh and spoke of him to all that were waiting for redemption in Jerusalem. Verse 39, and for verse 39, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 23. That's Matthew 2, verse 23 for verse 39. And when they had accomplished all according to the Torah of Yahweh, they returned to Galilee, that's the land of Galilee, to their city Nazareth, that's Nazareth, okay? Verse 40, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, being filled with wisdom, and the favor of Elohim was upon him. Now that's speaking of Yahshua. Verse 41 of chapter 2, you can reference the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verses 1 through 27. That's Exodus 12, 1 through 27. And Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. That's Deuteronomy 16, 1 through 8, verse 41. And his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the festival of the Pesach. That's Passover, okay? Verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the practice of the festival. Verse 43. When they had accomplished the days, that's the whole day of the Feast of Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, as they returned, the child, Yahshua, stayed behind in Jerusalem, and his parents did not know it. Well, they were in a big group of people, okay? Verse 44, but thinking he was in the company, that's the company of the people they were with, a big bunch of people, they went a day's journey and were seeking him among their relatives and friends. Verse 45. And not having found him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Verse 46. And it came to be after 3 days that they found him in the set apart place, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Verse 48. And having seen him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? See, your father and I have been anxiously seeking you." Verse 49. And he said to them, "Why were you seeking me? Did you not know that I had to be in the matters of my father," capital M, my, capital F, father. That's Yahweh. Okay, my father. Verse 50. But they did not understand the word which he spoke to them. Verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these matters in her heart. Verse 52. And Yahshua increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with Elohim and men. And for verse 52, you can reference 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26. That's 1 Samuel 2, 26. And Proverbs 3, verse 4. Proverbs 3, verse 4. Add a little gnat. That ends chapter 2 of the book of Luke. We will now get into chapter 3. Verse 1. And in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herodias, district ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, district ruler of Yetur, and the country of Trachonitis, and Lucanius, district ruler of Abilene. Well, there's a name, Abilene, Texas, okay. The ruler of Abilene, see, that's where they get the name for the city of Abilene. It's in the scriptures. Verse 2 of chapter 3. Hanan and Caiapha, being high priests, the word of Elohim came to Yochanan, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. That's John the Baptist. And he was out in the boonies. Okay. Verse 3, and he went into all the neighborhood of the Jordan, that's all around the Jordan River, proclaiming an immersion of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Verse 4 and 5, you can reference Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5, and John chapter 1, verse 23. That's John 1, 23. That's 4, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4. As it has been written in the book of the words of Yeshayahu, the prophet, saying, that's Isaiah, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh, make his path straight. Verse 5, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough become smooth ways. Verse 4, 5, and 6. Okay, 6 is included in that. And all flesh shall see the deliverance of Elohim. Wow. Verse 7, and you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 34, for verse 7. And chapter 23, verse 33, also, that's 12:34 and 23:33. He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be immersed by him, brood of adders, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Now this, he's talking to the scribes and Pharisees here. Verse 8. You can reference John the book of John, chapter 8, verse 33. John 8, 33 for verse 8. Therefore bear fruit worthy of repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that Elohim is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. He's reading them the Riot Act. He's reading the scribes and Pharisees and the elders, the ones that were Edomites, that were of the ethnic group of adders, race, brood, children. Okay. Verse 9 of chapter 3, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 19. 7, 19. Verse 9. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. That's the tares. If you don't bear good fruit, and they are not capable, they're not capable. The Talmudists aren't capable of bearing good fruit. And this cut them to the quick, because he knew. They knew who he was talking to. Verse 10. And the crowds asked him, saying, what then shall we do? Verse 11. And he tells them. And answering, he said to them, let him who has two undergarments share with him who has none. And let him who has food do likewise. Verse 12, and you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 29. That's Luke 7, 29 for verse 12 here. And tax collectors also came to be immersed and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? Verse 13, and he said to them, collect no more than what is appointed for you. Because some of the tax collectors were crooked and they were overcharging people. Verse 14. And soldiers also asked him, saying, and what shall we do? And he said to them, do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be satisfied with your pay. Verse 15. But as the people were in expectation, and all were reasoning in their hearts about Yochanan, whether he was the Messiah or not. Verse 16. Yochanan answered, saying to them all, I indeed immerse you in water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loosen. He shall immerse you in the set apart spirit and fire. Wow. That's powerful. He shall immerse you in the set apart spirit and fire. That's the Holy Spirit and fire. Verse 17. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he shall thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his storehouse. But the chaff he shall burn with unquenchable fire. Verse but the chaff he shall burn with unquenchable fire. And that's why they're panicking today, because that unquenchable fire is coming. Yahweh said he would not destroy by a flood again, but this next time is going to be with fire. Verse 18. And urging with many other words, he brought the good news, that's gospel, to the people. Verse 19 and 20. 19 and 20. You can reference Matthew 14, verses 3 and 4. That's Matthew 14, verses 3 and 4. And Mark chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. Mark 6, 17 and 18. And Herodias, the district ruler, being convicted by him concerning Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the wicked deeds which Herodias did, added this also to them. In other words, his wicked deeds, he did another wicked deed. He locked up Yohanan in prison. Verse 21. And it came to be when all the people were immersed, Yahshua also being immersed and praying, the heaven was opened. Verse 22 of chapter 3. You can reference, there's a bunch of them here. Get ready to write verse 22. Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. Genesis 22, verse 2. Psalm 2, verse 7. That's Psalm 2, verse 7. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. Matthew 3, 17. Mark chapter 1, verse 11. Mark 1, 11. Luke chapter 9, verse 35. Luke 9:35. This is verse 22. And the set apart spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven saying, you are my son, the beloved. In you I did delight. Okay, now we're going to get into the lineage, chapter 23, chapter 3, verse 23 through verse 38 is the lineage, okay, in Luke, verse 23, and when Yeshua himself began, he was about 30 years of age, being, as reckoned by law, the son of Yosef. Okay, reckoned by law. That gives him the birthright. Son of Yosef, of Eli. Eli, okay? They didn't know that Yahweh, the Holy Spirit of Yahweh, was the actual father. Okay? They figured Yosef was the father. So, here's the lineage. Son of Yosef of Eli. This gives the father's, the legal father's lineage. Verse 24. Of Mattityahu, of Lewi, of Melechi, of Yana, of Yosef, this is going father by father by father, verse 25, of Mattityahu, of Amatz, of Nachum, of Chesli, of Noga, verse 26, of Ma'at, of Mattityahu, of Shimei, of Yosef, of Yauda, verse 27, of Yochanan, of Rephaiah, of Zerubbabel, of Shealtiel, of Neri, verse 28, of Melechi, of Adi, of Kosam, of Elmodam, of verse 29, of Yehoshua, of Eleazar, of Yorim, of Mattityahu, of Lewi. See, there's all these people named Matthew. Way, you know, a bunch of them. Favorite family name. Verse 30, of Shimeon, of Yehuda, of Yosef, of Yonam, of Eliakim, verse 31, of Melea, of Mena, of Matata, of Natan, of Dawid, of Yishai, that's King David, okay, Dawid, of Yishai, of Obed, of Boaz, that's the one that married Ruth, of Salmon, of Nachshon, verse 33, of Aminadab, of Ram, of Chetzron, of Peretz, of Yauda, that's Peretz, son of Yauda, verse 34, of Yaakov, that's Israel, of Yitzchak, of Abraham, of Terach, of Nahor, verse 35, of Serug, of Reu, of Peleg, of Eber, there's the Hebrews, the Ebri, of Shelach, verse 36, of Canaan, of Arpachshad, of Shem, son of, he's a Shemite, of Noach, of Lamech, verse 37, of Methuselah, of Hanak, of Yered, of Mahalalel, of Canaan, verse 38, of Enosh, of Sheth, of Adam, of Elohim, because Elohim was the father of Adam. He was formed by Elohim. And that ends chapter 3. Now we're going to be getting into chapter 4 of the book of Luke. That's the lineage in this book on the father's, supposed father's, side. It gives his royal lineage. Verse 1 of chapter 4. Verse 1 of chapter 4. And Yeshua, being filled with the set-apart spirit, returned from the Jordan. He was baptized in the Jordan, and was led away by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 2. And being tried, that's tempted, for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he did not eat at all, and afterwards, when they had ended, he was hungry. Verse 3. And the devil said to him, if you are the son of Elohim, command this stone to become bread. Verse 4. And for verse 4, you can reference Deuteronomy 8. Verse 3. Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. And Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. So this is verse 4. But Yeshua answered him, saying, it has been written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Elohim. Verse 5. And the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the reigns of the world in a moment of time. It's all the kingdoms. Okay. Verse 6. And the devil said to him, all this authority I shall give you, and their esteem, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. That's verse 6. See 2 Corinthians 4, 4. Okay. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. John chapter 12, verse 31. That's John 12, 31. John 14, verse 30. That's 14, 30. John 16, 11. John 16, 11. And the book of 1 John. 1 John, that's one of the little ones in the back. Chapter 5, verse 19. That's 1 John 5, 19. Verse 7. If then you worship before me, all shall be yours. Oh, please. Verse 8. And Yeshua answering him said, get behind me, Satan. That's adversary. Ha-Shatan, because it's capital S. For it has been written, you shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and him only you shall serve. And that's Deuteronomy 6, verse 13. Deuteronomy 6, verse 13 for that verse. Verse 9. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on the edge of the set apart place and said to him, if you are the son of Elohim, throw yourselves down from here. And here, the devil's going to quote the scripture. For it has been written, he shall command his messengers concerning you to guard over you. You can reference for verse 10, Psalm 91, verse 11. Psalm 91, 11. Here's verse 11. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Reference Psalm 91, verse 12. Psalm 91, verse 12 for verse 11. He wasn't fooling anybody. Verse 12 of chapter 4. And Yeshua answering said to him, it has been said, you shall not try Yahweh your Elohim. Then you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 16 on that. Deuteronomy 6, 16. Verse 13. And when the devil had ended every trial, he went away from him until a convenient time. Verse 14. And Yeshua returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding country. Verse 15. And he was teaching in their congregations, being praised by all. Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and according to his practice, he went into the congregation on the Shabbat day and stood up to read. Verse 17. And the scroll of the prophet Yeshayahu, that's Isaiah, was handed to him. And having unrolled the scroll, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18 and 19. Verse 18 and 19. You can reference Isaiah 58, verse 6, Isaiah 58, verse 6, and Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, that's 61, 1 and 2, verse 18, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send away crushed ones with a release. Verse 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh. Let me get a little drink of coffee here. I've been ignoring my coffee because I'm so caught up in these verses. This is wonderful. I love it. Verse 20. And having rolled up the scroll, he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the congregation were fixed upon him. Verse 21. And he began to say to them, today this scripture has been filled in your hearing. Verse 22. And all were bearing witness to him and marveled at the pleasant words that came out of his mouth. And they said, is this not the son of Joseph? Okay, he was a local boy. Is this not the son of Joseph? Verse 23. And he said to them, "No doubt you shall say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself.' Whatever we have heard being done in Kephar Nachum, do also here in your country." Verse 24, and you can reference John chapter 4, verse 44. That's John 4, 44. And he said, "Truly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." Verse 25. And for verse 25, you can reference 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1. That's 1 Kings 17, 1. It's verse 25. "But truly I say to you, many widows were in Israel in the days of Eliyahu, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great scarcity of food in all the land." Verse 26. And you can reference 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. 1 Kings 17, 8 through 16. 26. "And Eliyahu was sent to none of them, but to Zarephath of Zidon, to a woman, a widow." Verse 27. You can reference 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. That's 2 Kings 5, verses 1 through 14. Verse 27. "And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Aramean." Verse 28, "And all those in the congregation, when they heard this, were filled with wrath." Verse 29, "And rising up, they drove him out of the city and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built in order to throw him down." They took him over to the edge of a cliff to kill him, because they didn't like what he said. Verse 30. There you are. "But he, passing through the midst of them, went away." Just walked right through them. Verse 31. "And he came down to Kephar Nachum, a city of Galil, and was teaching them on the Shabbats." Verse 32, "And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority." Of course, he was the word. He wrote it. Verse 33, here we go. "And in the congregation was a man having a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, 'Ha! What have we to do with you, Yeshua of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the set apart one of Elohim.'" Old devil. He was afraid. devils today are afraid. They know he's coming back. And they have their children, the Talmudists, doing their evil deeds. And even they are starting to panic today because Yeshua is coming back to destroy them. And they can't stand it. They don't know what to do because it's coming up on them. Praise Yahweh. Verse 35 of chapter 4 of the book of Luke. And Yeshua rebuked him, saying, "Be silenced, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him without hurting him. Verse 36. And astonishment came on all, and they spoke to each other, saying, "What is this word, that with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out?" Verse 37. And the report about him went out into every place of the neighborhood. Verse 38. And rising up from the congregation, he went into the house of Shimon. But the mother-in-law of Shimon was sick with a severe inflammation, and they asked him concerning her. Verse 39. And standing over her, he rebuked the inflammation, and it left her, and instantly rising up, she served them. Verse 40. And when the sun was setting, all who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each one of them and healed them. Verse 41. And also demons were coming out of many, crying out and saying, "You are the Messiah, the Son of Elohim." Oh yeah, they know. They know today who he is. And they're panicking, and their children are panicking. And rebuking them, he did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Messiah. Verse 42. And when day came, he went out and proceeded to a lonely place. But the crowds were seeking him and came to him and tried to keep him from leaving them. Verse 43. And he said to them, "To the other cities I also have to bring the good news." That's gospel. "The reign of Elohim, because for this I have been sent." Because for this I have been sent. Praise Yahweh. Verse 44. And he was proclaiming in the congregations of Galilee. Now that's Galilee. Okay. That's Galilee. And that's where he was. And that ends chapter 4. And that ends the reading for today. Oh boy, I have had a ball. I love it. I love it. I love it. We'll begin in chapter 5 on the next show. Lots and lots and lots of notes in Luke. Lots of notes. Well, I'm coming down the end of the time. I've got a couple minutes left only. And I'm going to play the word-for-word outro music, and then I'll play a little country song. And I'll catch you on the next show. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.